Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This one.
Okay. I'm looking at ourselves on the camera.
Well, we had a great weekend.
Very, very good weekend.
I think today was the first day I felt normal.
Well, I'm glad it didn't take you just one day to recover. Because you're just like ready to go.
Yeah, no,
the next day.
I really felt it. So on Saturday was Donovan's bar mitzvah. And, you know, we had such a great time.
It was so much fun.
The kids had such a great time. Thank gosh we hired an event planner because
she did good.
I did not have to do a single thing at the party. Like,
she
took care of everything. If she saw a card in my hand, she grabbed it.
She did.
She made sure like we ate, even though I should have eaten more. And now, you know, when you have like all that food, you regret not eating
it.
Like, and then she always like, oh, do you need another drink? And we had an adult bar there.
Uh-huh.
I made sure that I didn't have too many there because I wanted to like remember everything and enjoy everything.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you know, it's Donovan's party. I wanted to make sure all the kids were okay. So I had like maybe three the whole time. But we had planned an after party. Rhea watched the kids.
Yep, she did.
And
she made sure.
Yes.
That she's like, Mom, all the kids are all asleep. Can I go to sleep now? I was like, yes, you can go to sleep.
Around what time was that? I'm just curious.
I have to go back on my text. But okay. It was actually early on, not too late. I know Breslin was the first one to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And then Laurel, and then
Donovan. And Amarie, because Amarie was there too.
Yes, they were both. And then after that, they passed out. That's when Rhea's like,
yeah.
So she wanted to confirm that they
we had gotten a suite because we figured, okay, a lot of our friends who came in town and even friends here, we knew we were going to hang out with the adults and the adult cousins and stuff. So we ended up getting a little suite there. So some of the kids stayed in our room. So we only needed one babysitter.
And you know what she did say? She said Breslin cried three times, super loud. And she said she went and gave her a kiss on her forehead. And she got quiet.
Oh, okay. So
like,
she does.
Wait,
have,
what?
She does have like nightmares sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Because it was in the middle. She's like, I just gave her a kiss and like a hug and she stopped crying.
Aw, okay. Yes. I'm always like, what do you dream about, Breslin? Like, I'm always so curious. But we went out. We like made up for
like
not partying. We did. We danced a lot.
Oh, I mean,
we
danced a lot.
The whole time. The bar mitzvah was just as fun for the adults as it was for the kids.
Yes.
The DJ was amazing.
I don't think the kids stopped dancing.
I know.
Like they were dancing the whole time, but
we had a hype dancer, but I don't think we really needed him. Like it was good to do all the games and stuff, but the kids were on the dance floor the whole time.
But I thought he was really good.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was really. He was always happy. Smiling.
Yes, he was so excited, so happy,
yeah.
And he could really move. So we went out, and girl, we just tore it up. We did not get back to the room till like 3:45, 4.
Yeah, I didn't get home till after 4. I was like, I should just stay up.
And Sujata, Sujata tried to, you did take care of me. Yeah, you did.
I did take care of you.
Yeah. And,
I took care of you a few times.
Let's talk about the part, because I obviously like, I know my heels. I wore my heels the whole time.
Were they comfortable? Because they don't look comfortable at all.
They were more comfortable than what they looked. I will tell you that.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I fell down.
When you were trying to put your shoes on, your sandals on.
No, when I was trying to get into Sidecar Social.
That's when you were trying to put your other sandals on, your shoes on.
So what did I have on?
You had one on. You managed to put one of your shoes on. And then I was trying to help you because I was holding you and you were like,
I was just walking barefoot.
Yeah, you were working. It was a long walk.
Okay,
so you
okay.
You were walking barefoot. So you managed to put one on. I was like, let me help you with the other one. She goes, no, 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 I got it. And I was holding you and it's kind of like dead weight, right? And I'm like holding you up. And I'm like, girl, my hands, everything's hurting. And she's bent down trying to get her shoes on. You're like very adamant that you can do it.
Yeah.
And then you
I just remember the guy was like, absolutely not.
You do remember
you
that?
Are not coming in. And I was like, oh, come on.
You started dancing. You're like, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I started dancing in front.
Look at me. I'm okay. I was like, you know, there's like those three cops over there.
I was like, it's my shoes. You see how high they were?
Yes. They didn't budge. But you remember them saying, absolutely not.
Yeah, I remember that. He was like, look at me. Absolutely not.
They didn't. I was like, I was hoping they would budge a little bit, but they did not budge at
all. It was probably for the best that they did not budge.
Because we went back again.
We went back to the hotel, right? Yeah. But the people at the hotel before the hotel bar closed, they said last call. And so a few of our friends were like, okay, give me 6 bottles of red, 6 bottles of white, 3 buckets of beer. You don't remember them ordering all of that before last call?
No, I thought people were getting that from their rooms or something.
No.
Mm-mm. No way.
Yeah, because they're like, we're not done. And we don't want to go to like the bars or the clubs. So we're just going to stay here. Because they were, you know, comfortable and stuff.
I thought, but it was such a nice area because you can see everything outside. Mm-hmm. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was actually nice to just chill.
And yeah. Maybe, yeah. I mean, it was. But now that we also went back because we were forced.
Concrete Cowboy?
Concrete Cowboy.
Because he laughed at me because I was like, we just got back from Cowboy Concrete. And he's like, yeah, Cowboy Concrete. I was like, yeah. And they were laughing. I was like, oh, it's Concrete Cowboy. Right?
Yeah.
Concrete. Okay. But I loved it.
I had a great time.
I liked it. I was like, they got some good music. They put Indian music on too. I was like,
really?
Hey. Oh yeah.
Oh, they saw you. They're like, that bitch is hot. Let's play it for her. Oh my god. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great. I remember most of the things, and then it was like,
I've got some videos of you. I didn't send them to you. I know you're not gonna.
No, I believe it because somebody, I can't remember who sent it to me. Somebody sent me a picture where like, I was putting my sister in my boobs. Like I grabbed her on
not
and
your sister.
It. Oh, there is one where I grabbed her and I kind of like made her motorboat me.
You did that with Pamela also. Oh. I have that video. I think I sent that to you. Or maybe not.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. I just like laugh about it because bye, good night, sweetheart. I just like laugh about it because I'm like, of course I did some dumb shit like that, you know. But
yeah. You were so worried about your nipples.
Oh yes,
your boob, whatever. What do you call them? The stickies.
My boob tape. I got
and
so
at the
sweaty.
End of the night, you're like, I really don't care.
Yeah, I was so sweaty. Okay, here is a secret, and I just learned this is that the boob tape that they sell. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen K-tape, the ones that the athletes wear.
No,
it has like little lines in there that makes it stretch so you can kind of stretch
it
over.
Yes, Mia has a lot of those.
Okay, but the boob tape adhesive isn't that good. Girl, when I got to the temple, I was sweating trying to take Brezen out. They slipped off my boobs. From that moment on, my boobs were just like loose.
Oh, you didn't have the stickers on?
I had a little bit of sticky, but even that like came off with because I had the ones from Marshall's that I thought would be better.
Yeah.
Not better, but just like what I needed.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Nippies are the way to go, but I needed some lift. So I used the combo and it did not work. It literally slid off. And so I was telling somebody about that and they were like, K-tape, because it's made for athletes to sweat.
Yes. She has some hot pink ones. Oh,
and okay. I, you know, you think boob tape, okay, made for, and your boobs sweat. I mean, what are you doing? Yes. You're supposed to wear them with the dress. You're going to go dancing. You're going to sweat. That's some bullshit.
I'm surprised nobody thought about that, though.
K-tape. Do K-tape, not boob tape, because that's a bunch of
that's
shit.
That's a good idea, because you can lift them. Like,
yeah, well, I did. They were looking nice. Yeah. And then as soon as I sweat, they just crumple down. And I was so pissed. Like, the whole night, I was getting... So that's probably why, like, when Sujata walked me to my room after she covered up my cooch.
I did. I did. I walked her up.
See, this is why you have good girlfriends. Because they watch out for your ass cheeks hanging out.
Your boobs
your
hanging out.
Vagina lips hanging out.
Yes, you did. You know did what show I mean? Me your vagina lips. That I was like, you spread it wide open. And I'm like.
It's a slit from, I had a thong on. I don't know where it went. But it's a slit. It was to the side. Yeah. It was a slit from the Spanx.
Yes.
So you could see it.
Oh yeah, I saw.
And you asked, well, I don't know. Maybe it was kind of shiny in there because you asked me if I had a ring, a piercing.
Yeah, I think it was the light was shining. Maybe I wasn't trying to like stare at it.
So it looked like a glittery cooch, yeah, like nice and cute.
Yes. I was like, wait, am I seeing what I'm seeing right now? Let me cover you up, Jacqueline.
Thank you for covering me up.
I did.
We walked into my room because you had to pick up Rhea and Aryan.
Yes.
And Chaz said, as soon as I walked in the door, thankfully, now I know that I walked to the bed, but I started just undressing. I slept butt naked. I guess I was ready to take the boob tape off. I guess I was ready to take, everything else.
Yeah. You're like, let me loosen up up here.
So if we didn't go to sleep till 4, I woke up at around like 9:45. I mean, I could have slept later, but we were like needing to go and stuff. And we went out to, we found a lot of people downstairs. I swear I was not only hungover, but I still had definite alcohol in my system.
Oh, I'm sure. You're still buzzing.
I was still buzzing. And then.
What's that term again?
Hair of the dog. I try to get a spicy martini to kind of just like whip me in the shape. But where we went, it was not good.
Really?
So okay. They didn't make it good. And then I just didn't want anything else. So then Donovan had a concert that night. So I didn't end up getting rest. Then the next day, my mom had spent the night. So I did stuff with her. We had lunch. So all day yesterday, which was Wednesday.
Yes.
I stayed in bed.
You did? Okay.
And I slept. And like I said, today was the first day I felt like I'm back to Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And so you know it's bad.
Yeah,
you know it's bad.
That it took you this long to recover. But you were, I guess you were like nonstop also. But I don't know. Bad. Sunday was, I woke up. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I just need food and I want something.
What time did you wake up?
I woke up at 10.
Because that's only 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I think I only got, I think I even got less than that.
Yeah, because you guys had an Uber home. And
yeah,
then by the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I knew, you know, even though you went to sleep late, I think your body knows that it doesn't sleep that long, right? Yeah. Sleep in. But I woke up and I'm like, I woke up at 9 something. I'm like, let me go back to sleep. This is not enough sleep. Then I woke up nauseous and I go, I need food because I don't think I ate that much.
That night.
I had like nachos.
Well, considering how long we ended up staying up after that, we probably should have eaten another time.
We should have.
And we did not.
Yes.
We just drank everything. I swear I had like 20 vodka sodas after the.
I don't think you had that many.
Okay. So a lot though. I mean, how many did you even give me? I don't even know. I didn't pay for anything.
We were giving it to you.
Like there was always a drink. There was one picture I have where I have a drink and there's a full drink in front of
me. Yes. Yes.
I don't know who it was. Thank God all y'all were there because no one slipped something in my drink. Or maybe y'all did. I don't know. But
that's what you were showing your. No, but it was.
I was like, you will never get this.
Actually, I think that day
you could just see that.
Actually, that day anything could have happened to you, girl. You probably wouldn't have known.
But here's the thing: this is why you surround yourself with people that you know and your friends, because you can get that way, and no one cares, and everyone just starts to take care of people, and no one judges.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of fun. I think it was fun just going and seeing every, like the adults loosen up to their songs and everything. You know, you're like, kind of like, can't be that way with the kids out there. And then there goes the parents going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parents gone crazy.
Yeah. Everyone was doing the stinky leg.
And some really good music.
This is
today's Thursday.
Recovering. And then we got to go to Oktoberfest on Saturday.
Yep.
That's how you do it. We're cool moms.
We are cool moms.
We're absolutely cool moms.
Yes.
Speaking about moms, so I read this article that a mom let her surgeon boyfriend give her 14-year-old daughter a breast implants, liposuction, and a BBL.
BBL. And this was for her 15th birthday.
Right. And this 14-year-old poor thing ended up dying within a week of that. The sad part is that the dad, the real dad, had no idea. did not consent to this. This was all her mom's. And I'm sure the daughter had some kind of interest and wanted it. But
well, obviously, yes.
Yeah, when you're 14-year-old, you don't even know what's your body's not even developed enough to do those things.
Yeah, because you don't know how your body's going to change also. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the pictures, it looks like her mom's obviously gone under and done stuff.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm sure she's seeing her mom do things and she's like, oh, well, I want to do this too, mom.
Yeah. But at some point, even if it's free, I'm sure, you know, he probably did it for nothing, right? But a 14-year-old, you should know better as an adult, even if you yourself get plastic surgery. I've got my nose done. I want a mommy makeover. I get Botox. I want more things.
Right.
But just because I'm okay doing it doesn't mean I'm okay letting my daughter do it.
I don't think a 14-year-old is justifiable. Like, even though she wants it really, really bad.
Right.
Because I remember girls, I think it was like, I don't know how old, for their 16th birthday, I think mm-hmm. girls were getting breast implants, right?
That's really young.
Yeah. So they, for their 16th birthday, they were doing that. But I honestly think that your body's still changing.
It is, especially for that.
Yes.
For your boobs, you're still not even
filled or gone through all the hormonal changes where it kind of settles down. You can change. I know I changed after 16.
So I was interested because I know that there's some rules and regulations about, even if you do get consent, that there are some things that you still can't do until you're a certain age. Uh-huh. But this was in Mexico. Here in the States, the FDA, for silicone breast implants, you have to be 22. Ooh. And for saline breast implants, you have to be 18. I don't know how new those rules are. Uh-huh. So maybe back then when we were 16, that was allowable. The most common plastic surgeries that minors get are reconstructive surgery. So things that you're born with, if you're born with a cranial deformity or a hair lip. The other thing is cosmetic would be like ear pinning. Apparently your ears, by the time you're, it said 5. I actually think that's still a little bit too young, but they're the same size as they would be when you're an adult.
Ooh, okay.
So when you pin them back, you're pinning what they would be when you're adult.
Okay.
So it doesn't change much.
And why do they? Oh.
Yeah. Like if they're sticking out.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Got it. Okay, okay.
And then the other ones are for specific reasons. Like you can do a breast reduction.
Right.
If you're pain and. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I have some friends that had to do that.
But not implant.
Okay.
So you can get them. Some taken out,
but
you can't get them put in.
Okay.
And a BBL is one of the most complicated, dangerous plastic surgeries that you can get.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why would that? That's
because I think it's like very invasive. So like they do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So they told the dad that she did have COVID and that she died of some respiratory stuff. So what's on her
death certificate?
It's a cardiorespiratory arrest,
a heart attack,
and severe brain swelling. But as a result from COVID, everyone had been saying her boobs look bigger. Like in the casket, her boobs look bigger. So when they were alone, they looked and they saw the scars. They took pictures of all of that. I mean, incisions.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're filing a wrongful death. Young bodies are so different.
Yeah.
And to have such a massive undertaking of surgeries, an adult woman can barely handle all of that in a day, much less a 14-year-old, a child, basically.
Yeah.
Think about Donovan. He's 13.
Yeah.
You know,
my daughter's 14.
Well, yeah. Think about Rhea getting all that done. That's not healthy.
Not at all. I mean, oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's just say if your son or daughter was very self-conscious about something, their nose or their boobs, when would you be okay, or would you be okay allowing them to get plastic surgery?
That's a really, I don't even know how to answer that, but I'd like to see if I can have them overcome that first mm-hmm. of all, because nowadays everyone gets a little too focused or on their flaws. I don't know. I think it's maybe well off after college. Mm-hmm. They can think about that. Depends, because they're still young.
What if they got made fun of this for?
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of things in life. And I'm just playing both ways. Like, even if they've been made fun of, they're going to have to navigate through that. I mean, Rhea's always been told she's super skinny, and she was a little bit she was a little insecure, and now she's like, I actually like it.
Yeah.
She actually likes it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it just takes that time. I'm like, you got to like what you have. But I don't know. If you've been bullied, I don't know what to say. What would you say?
I don't know. That's really hard because I got a nose job, but that was for my 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. I was never made fun of, but I was very self-conscious about it.
Why did you become self-conscious about it?
I've always been.
Oh, you have.
I never liked my nose.
But I guess my thing is 40 is very different, but would you have done it earlier?
I think I would have. Okay. I think I would have if I felt like I was in a good financial spot for it. Mm-hmm. I also think that after I had all the kids, mm-hmm. that especially after Laurel, mm-hmm. I felt like it was just even worse. And after I saw those pictures, I was crying. And I was just like, I could deal before, but like now I can't. I really, really, really want it done. So I understand, I could sympathize with that, but I would probably say just wait because it could change. But you know what's interesting is that a lot of ethnicities, that's kind of their rite of passage to get a nose job, especially Persian and Iranian mm-hmm. girls, because I have a Persian friend and they all get that.
Yeah, I do see that.
And they start getting them at like 14 before anybody else.
So what if you go through that surgery and your nose changes a little bit?
It does, because your facial bones don't really set until like 17, 18, mm-hmm. but it's just so frequent there, and they know they want it. They want it in time for like their high school pictures and stuff like that, you know, so they get it and they know they're going to get it. You know, it's kind of like,
it's new.
Do you know, as a parent, you know, you're going to buy your daughter a fucking nose.
So I'm sure they like have somebody that they keep going to, like,
Yeah. So I looked it up. Iran is the best place to go. The number one place to go for a nose job.
Really?
And then Turkey. After that.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how much it is, but I'm sure they do a lot.
They're much cheaper there though.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know people go to Turkey for like hair transplants, and it's like,
oh yes,
a fraction of the price there. And they do like an amazing job. Yeah. Here to go. So, India is known for one of the best plastic surgeons also, because they're so intricate in everything.
Right. So I was looking up the stuff, like, what ages do people start getting plastic surgery? What type of plastic surgery are they getting? And what demographics are getting that stuff? So BBLs, it's like African-Americans, Hispanics, mm-hmm. Caribbeans. We like that look, and that look is trending now. And you know, you could tell a BBL from...
Oh, I can.
You can tell it's so unnatural. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell like there's something in like your face and your top and that, you know, that's not real. Like it and some of these girls' waists are so small and their ass are so big that you're like, there's.
But so when I went to,
it's crazy.
When we were in Miami, we had gone up the rooftop somewhere, and everyone was wearing bathing suits, and everywhere you looked, there was girls, and you can see because they're wearing bikinis that their butts didn't look very natural.
Yeah.
Because you just don't have, and their stomachs were like so stretched.
Yeah, that look.
There was girls that were plopping on their butts the whole time, and I'm like, is that going to pop? That butt going to pop right there? Like,
I wonder how much, because it just seems so common now. Like, so many people have it. I wonder how much. Well, you're probably going to places that aren't that legit, or you can get a deal. But I know in Miami, they do them like...
Yeah, they do them all the time. Because I know my former boss, her daughter went there, and she went with her.
Mm-hmm. And it was much cheaper.
They made it a vacation, and then she did it. And she said it was half the price, at least, for a boob job. And then later on, she went and got other things. It was just cheaper.
So I have a good friend, and her fiance is a pilot for Spirit Airlines. He says that when he flies out of Miami, that there is so many people coming on the plane with drains and fucking IV poles and not sitting on their ass.
No, but it's true. I was ignorant in the sense that I didn't know that was the thing or the place that does it. So we went for my sister's birthday to Miami, and the lady was in front of me, and I was like, oh, I got really scared because I like see a little bit of blood dripping.
Oh my
God.
She's
young and she had the pool. Yeah,
the IV pool. Oh my.
She was with a friend. She wasn't by herself. She had a young friend with her. Like,
of course,
there were
young
girls.
You would have to have somebody helping you.
But the whole time, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her. Like,
no, girl, that was all elective.
I didn't know that. And I started helping. And the person behind me is like, oh, no.
You were some dumb bitch.
I didn't know they would do that and then get back on a plane and stuff like
that.
I mean,
I'm sure you're not supposed to with circulation issues and stuff.
Yeah, some dehydrate. Yeah.
But, you know, they just do, they do what they do, girl.
And then I was looking, I was like, oh, yeah, she went.
I think that's so gross when you see all those drainage bags and all the fluid.
Yeah, you see it all. Some little bit of
plasma. Just,
it's a lot.
Also like a biohazard, right? Like what if those burst on the plane?
Yeah, and what if something comes off and it's all over the place? What are you gonna do?
Oh, that's sick. that is sick.
But the how far you'll go just to do the things. Like I don't know if I would allow that inconvenience. Like, I don't think we're in the place we have to take care of our kids and drive them here.
Oh, God, no. I almost fell yesterday. Well, I did fall yesterday.
Again?
No, but this one, girl, I like was on the floor and was like, did that just fucking happen? I was trying to put, so I put Brezen in the car. Donovan was the car. And I was trying to put her stroller in the car. And it's kind of heavy. But there was a yellow jacket. Don't laugh, girl. I was trying to protect my kids. There was a yellow jacket who kept coming to her stroller and laying there, and I had to put the stroller in the car. So I ended up like grabbing this towel I had and I try to swipe it and I miss, and you know them fuckers come at you.
Oh, they'll come. Yes,
it came at me and I ran back and I fell in the parking lot on my ass. Look this, I have a bruise right here.
Not in the backyard, not in your-
no in the parking lot of the business. And I was like, oh my God. And I got up.
You gotta see the video. Like, I've been laughing. Like, what's wrong with this girl?
And then I'm like looking for the yellow jacket. Thank God it was just one. And I don't know where he went. So then I put the stroller inside. But I was just kind of hanging outside for a little bit in case I saw it like come in or come in the car, you know, because the trunk was open. And my wrist hurt so bad yesterday.
Sorry.
I knew I hadn't broken it because I was still moving it.
Uh-huh.
But I had to like ice it down and everything. That's why I couldn't take classes today because I couldn't do anything with my wrist. Lord knows I can't have a busted wrist because I have to pick up Breslin.
Oh, that's true.
But shit, girl, yes. Because you know everyone who breaks their wrist at our age, they're like, oh, I fell. I caught myself. That's exactly what I did. My bones are take supplements.
You fell,
take supplements because I didn't break my bones.
I'm surprised
I
didn't go. You didn't. You got hurt being sober, but when you fell, that
oh, I got a bruise on my toe.
But it would have been funny just looking. I thought you'd be like, I know, man. Someone's looking at me like I'm crazy. You're over here like hitting like air.
I know, like air, and then I like run away from like crazy, something, and then I fall.
Like drug addict. What's wrong with her? Call CPS on her. She should not be driving those kids anywhere.
Girl, I was nimble. I don't know what the hell. So yes, that was. I was like, I gotta fucking.
You
tell
always
Sujata.
Have something.
What? Girl, I can't even make this shit up. I can't even make it up.
I'm like, I'm gonna fight this yellow jacket. I'm gonna fight it.
But it was either like, who was gonna win? You're not gonna get my kids.
Yeah,
and you're not going in the stroller in the car. You know, and definitely not Breslin because she can't even move to like, you know, get it off of her.
Yes.
Even if I broke my wrist, I'd still save my kids.
Aw.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Everyone wants a Snapchat filter makeover. The other thing with these kids are go in to get plastic surgery and come out. You expect to look like something and you're not.
Yeah, those filters.
So it's just starting this like cycle of always trying to improve because you're not going to get what you're seeing on a filter.
Right.
So then you just start getting body dysmorphia.
You do. And I think that's a legit thing. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we have to make sure that we let our kids know that this is not real.
Right. That all these photos, a lot of these photos from these celebrities and stuff are photoshopped.
They are everything, just not their face, their body, everything.
Everything. And it's very sad because they said now plastic surgery, it's way more popular. People are being a lot younger when trying to get it. But in terms of what's most popular is going to be your nose job. And then in your 30s and 40s, you start having the boob lifts, liposuction, tummy tucks. And then the next age group is facelifts, mini facelifts, all the stuff with wrinkles. So every generation has something, but the most common in the US is that 30 to 40 range, which I can see you're established enough.
You're established enough, but at the same time, you're also young enough where you start to age a little bit more. I think in my 30s, I was okay. I think when I even turned 40, I was okay. But I think now in my mid 40s, it's sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Is that really me? Because I don't feel it. I feel younger in my body. So I can see that.
I think at this age, in your 40s, you're doing it for yourself.
You are, but you are doing it for yourself. But I also think that if you hang out with a whole bunch of girls, women our age, and they look amazing all the time, there is a little bit of being self-conscious about it, right?
I am jealous of our girls that have like lifts and they don't need any bras. You know, I'm just more like functionality wise. Don't want to wear a bra. I'm trying to make my life easier.
Okay, that's a good way to say I want plastic surgery because I want to make
wear a bra anymore. It's not something that I think about all the time, but when I take my bra off, when you get out of the shower, and you know, when you put certain dresses on, I can't just have the nippies. I need the tape. All these women who literally have no boobs.
Right.
And they're like, oh, these nippies. Oh, this bikini top. I'm like, you don't have any fucking titties. Like, of course it looks great on you because you don't have anything.
Yeah, they don't need any support. All. No support needed. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, show me what you use when you can't wear a bra with stuff, but when you have like real mom boobs, like when they go down.
Right.
When you need something like to
pancakes.
Pull them up.
They're like pancakes.
Pancakes, girl. Balloons, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Stay tuned in the next year. I'll probably have them done. But I really do feel like growing up in this age where plastic surgery is everywhere.
It's common. It's definitely
super,
common.
Super common. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult for the young kids and to feel insecure because they're seeing everything is filtered and airbrush, whatever. Everyone now is getting the same look. Yes. Everyone looks like Kim Kardashian. Yes. Everyone looks like it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, what. It's like they're going and wanting the same look, and there's nothing different about it now. Yeah.
Nothing. I actually miss
the old
natural look. You know why? Because everybody looks the same, but I'm like, how do I know what the natural you is?
You can't. And when you look it up, when you see all these reality stars after they've made it, they all look completely different.
Yes.
When you get money, the first thing you do is change yourself.
Change your look. Because even on Instagram, we see so many people.
Oh, I'm yes. Like,
veneers can change the look on somebody.
When I took that hiatus for myself, my anxiety, I came back and I was like, this is the same girl. Nothing alike. Yeah.
She looks so different, but then
she's not the only one.
She's
so,
not,
you
but
know.
She claims that she doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Night and day. There's no one who looks and you're already 20 something. You're not going to go through this transformative look without plastic surgery to look like that.
Absolutely.
Let us know what you think about minors getting plastic surgery and if there would be any exceptions.
Yeah.
Like bullies, insecurities, and what age would you let them do something that's really bothering them?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, review and rate wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Give us
continue
some feedback.
Tell all your girlfriends and your friends. And you do you, boo.
All right.
We'll see you next week.